You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, March 18th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Late on Thursday, the State Bank of India released a list of donors from the electoral bonds list. Electoral bonds were an anonymous way to donate to political parties, which India's Supreme Court declared unconstitutional last month. The court also ordered the previously anonymous data to be made public, which means the public can understand which party has been funded by whom since 2017. The data provided enough material for our plain facts team to pore over and investigate. Our partners at HowIndiaLives.com dive deeper into the donations made by Madan Lal Limited, a Kolkata-based company that bought bonds worth 186 crore rupees. Its website showed that Madan Lal is part of two other companies, MKJ Group and Keventers Group, both of whom also bought the same bonds. But How India Lives is investigating Madan Lal because its total declared income in financial year 2022 was just 3 crore rupees. Does this seem odd? Read the story to dive deeper into how the purchase of electoral bonds worked. Over the weekend, the Election Commission of India also announced the dates for the upcoming general elections in India. The 2024 elections will be held in seven phases across the country. Shuja Asrar and Tanay Sukumar of our Plain Facts team bring you a retrospective view on the history of Lok Sabha elections in the country. How do women vote? Is there a divide in the number of voters between North and South India? What are the battlegrounds for the major states? Shuja and Tanay answer these crucial questions with granular data put together using visualizations to help see India's electoral behavior in a new light. An average investor places their money in a mutual fund when they trust that their fund manager can make more sound decisions on their behalf. But what happens when mutual funds make seemingly unsound investing choices? Mint's corporates reporter Nehal Chaliawala and markets correspondent Ram Sehgal writes about the curious trend in ICICI Securities stock. ICICI is mulling if its security arm should delist, a process that usually reduces the share price of a company. Despite this move, mutual funds have continued to buy the stock. What's behind this move? Nehal and Ram speak to analysts who expect this move to fall through, which would justify their bullish position on the stock. If not, these funds are in for a heavy loss, a prospect that might not be treated kindly by investors. It's rare to find a woman in the mutual fund ecosystem, and even rare to find them at the head of the table. But Radhika Gupta has defied all such boundaries. She is the CEO of Edelweiss Mutual Funds. She is the CEO of Edelweiss Mutual Funds. Mint Money's Jesh Kriplani speaks to Gupta on her current allocation mix. Here's her portfolio in her own words.
It's a portfolio that's about little less than 40%, about 38% balanced advantage funds, largely because I like that category. You have about 15% in large cap equity. That I decided to do through a large and mid cap index fund. That's what I call my large and mid cap equity exposure. Then we have about 30% I have in mid and small cap funds. That number has gone up. That's through actively managed funds. And then there's about a little less than 10% in international funds, which is mostly residual, and a little less than 10%, whatever the balancing figure is, in unlisted investments. So that's the current breakup.
Everyone wants a quick hiring process. Multinational companies, more so. Tata Consultancy Services is going one step above to assure this. It is providing more monetary incentives to its hiring firms to hire quicker. Under an aptly named Quick Joiner Incentive Plan, TCS is offering its hiring vendors 40,000 rupees extra if the potential hire joins within 30 days. IT reporter Jas Bardia and HR and Workplaces correspondent Devina Sen Gupta teams up to bring you this report on one of India's leading IT companies and its age-old problem. Devina is also a host of The Working Life, where she speaks to HR executives about problems like these. In her latest episode, Devina speaks to Arundhati Bhattacharya, CEO of Salesforce in India, about the common problems around HR and hiring in corporate India. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us your feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.